We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN as we get set to preview a very fun activity coming up in Wamego this weekend. And that is Oztoberfest. And joining us here in studio from the Wamego Area Chamber of Commerce, Executive Director Darren Solden. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
And Darren's brought some guests along with you, and I'll let you introduce them.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, we're excited about Oztoberfest coming up tomorrow, Saturday, October 5th. With us this morning, we've got John Fricke. John is preeminent Wizard of Oz historian, Judy Garland historian, author of multiple books, two-time Emmy Award winner, Grammy Award nominee.
Like my mother wrote it out for him.
The John Fricke. So it's awesome to have John back again this year.
Thank you, sir.
He'll talk a little bit more about some of the presentations and everything that he's doing and some of our other special guests are doing this weekend. But welcome to John. And then Hannah Emery is with us as well. So Hannah, applause for Hannah. Hannah is playing Dorothy in the Columbian Theater's production of The Wizard of Oz, which is going on right now. So they had a show last night, again tonight, Saturday evening as well, and then Sunday afternoon to wrap the production up. So Hannah is in a starring role in that production.
Well, wonderful.
The starring role.
Kind
of,
yeah.
Dorothy Gale of Kansas, to quote the line.
Well, we welcome you all here. This is a great event. I haven't been to this yet. I'm looking forward to checking it out. But Oztoberfest is a unique thing that brings people to Wamego every year.
It is. And really, the thing that I like to share with folks, and I hope people take away, is it's an event for everybody, you know, for the whole family, whether you're just a casual Oz fan, whether you are don't know much about Oz. We get a ton of people that are new to the area, and it's really a family event. So we've got a multitude of outdoor activities going on throughout the course of the day. There's a car show. There's kids' bouncy houses. There's food trucks. There's vendors. We've got a beer garden. There's a couple entertainment stages. And that's just the outside piece. Then you've got everything that's going on inside the Oz Museum, inside the Columbian Theater. If you really want to dive into all things Oz, especially as we celebrate the 80th anniversary of the movie, come on over. There's some great opportunities to have family fun, but also to really learn more about the Wizard of Oz from great folks like John.
Yeah, John, tell us a little bit more about kind of what you'll be talking about this weekend.
Well, they've used me. This is about the dozenth time I've been here for Oztoberfest. I think it goes back about 15, 16 years. But they are nice enough to keep bringing me back. And because of the credits and because they found out I could talk, and they kind of let me run that aspect of it. But there's all kinds of stuff. I will introduce all the special guests outdoors tomorrow at 10:15. At 10:30, we adjourn to the museum, where the museum is going to unveil its latest acquisition. And it is a legitimate piece of history from the MGM Wizard of Oz movie from 80 years ago, which, as Darren said, it does celebrate 80 years this year. At 11 at the Columbian, I will be on stage doing a conversational history of those crazy ruby slippers. Because after 80 years, as people say, it's still all about the shoes. And the fact that there are at least five pair that exist, how they have been sold and stolen and traded and auctioned, and what kind of prices they're bringing now, and where you can actually see them. Paul Miles Schneider, another one of our guests, is on at 1 o'clock at the Columbian. Paul has written a series of Oz books, present-day Oz books, about a Kansas boy, Donald Gardner, who at 11 here finds out that Oz is real. And he and his friends have amazing adventures with the Oz characters, with the FBI. You know, they end up saving the world several times over. And the kids are loving these books. And Paul will be talking about his books and the fact that as a little boy, he was a pen pal to Margaret Hamilton, the Wicked Witch from the Wizard of Oz movie. Then at 3, I'm back with an illustrated talk about the making of the movie. You're going to see some of the strangest costume and makeup ideas that they had that fortunately they abandoned. But if you want to see Judy Garland as Lolita Gale of Kansas with a lot of makeup and a lot of blonde hair, or a Ray Bolger scarecrow that looks exactly like Marilyn Manson, that'll be at 3 o'clock at the Columbian. And then we're all on stage, panel discussion at 4. Jane Albright, the president of the Oz Club, and J.P. Caffiero, whose collection is encased at the Wamego Museum. Most of that is his family's collection. They will be at the museum doing tours and commentary all day. It just doesn't quit. And then in the evening, tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon, we move to Hannah Emery, yes, Dorothy Gale, starring in the show.
Yeah. Well, tell me what it's been like playing the iconic role of Dorothy.
Oh, it's been absolutely crazy. It's been so fun. I think it's really different because I've never gotten a chance to be in such an iconic, you know, movie and show franchise. And it's just been so crazy because we got to put a different spin on something that's so classic, especially growing up in Kansas. You know, everyone's heard it a million times. And I think even if you think you've seen the story so many times, coming to this show, you're going to get a new view of it. You're going to get new characters that you haven't quite seen before, just a little spin on them and how they're taking all these different things. And it's just a crazy adventure, and I think the audience is really going to love it.
And this is the version that is basically all the MGM songs are part of this production.
Yes, yeah.
And it's funny because it was only about 30 years ago that you could do that. You could do The Wizard of Oz on stage with the songs, but it had a terrible script. You know, it was the story, but they couldn't use any of the MGM dialogue. They couldn't have Miss Gulch or the farmhands. It was just, okay, fine. And the song saved it. But about 30 years ago, they started doing the version you're doing now. And I'm always so glad when I come here for Oztoberfest and find out it's a Wizard of Oz production year as well. And somebody told me you've got a very young cast. I mean, you know, you are 18, and the Scarecrow, Tin Man, and Lion are barely out of their teens. Isn't that true?
Yeah, they're pretty much the same age as I am.
And so you can see a lot of young talent. And how many scores of local kids are playing the Munchkins everywhere you look?
Many, many, many of them. Yeah, they're all great. It's a very talented cast. It's been super fun.
And let's not forget, one of the key things about the show is we've got live flight going on.
Yes, very exciting. Yeah, that's been super cool to do and see. There's a witch flies across the stage, flying monkeys. It's just magic, absolute magic.
Glinda up in her bubble
and the bubble.
Wizard's balloon.
Yes.
Yeah, and again, if you know the Columbian, it is a classic, you know, century plus old theater. Mm-hmm. And but it's not a huge, it's not a auditorium, and that stage space is very small.
Yeah.
And the fact that you can get people up, get them across, get them down,
right,
and then send somebody else up, a lot of technology going on, and a lot of pride in what they do. I say this as a fan of the Columbian and the local actors and actresses and directors and choreographers and technicians. I have seen so many things here over this dozen years, and they never fail to do something that is kind of wild and crazy and totally effective. And if you can be effective in Wizard of Oz, which everybody has seen, as you say, a million times, but the audiences have been loving it.
Yeah, they love it. It seems like it.
But why do you think that people are drawn so much to this story? I mean, I get the local aspect of it here, being from Kansas, but why do you think so many people are pulled to this story?
I think it almost brings back nostalgia, I'm sure, for a lot of people. Like I said, growing up in Kansas, you can't miss this story. You're around it all the time growing up, but I think seeing it on stage kind of brings back the magic from growing up, and it's just really cool.
And that is worldwide. I mean, that movie went around the world 80 years ago. Actually, it didn't make it to Europe till after the Second World War. But the Oz songs, the Oz performances, those characters, it is a quintessentially – they say the Wizard of Oz book was the first American fairy tale 119 years ago now. And that's absolutely true. A little girl from the Midwest who could be any kid. It's not British like Alice. It's not the Little Mermaid in Holland or Denmark. It's not Pinocchio in Italy. It's not Snow White in Germany. It is an American girl. And she has an adventure with American people. A scarecrow, which used to be standard in every farmer's field. A man made of tin like the cans in the cupboard. A cowardly lion. Kids knew lions to be fierce from the zoo and circus. But to see a lion who's afraid of his own shadow, this involved kids. And Frank Baum did that when he wrote the book. MGM, 39 years later, did it in the movie. I think they were very fortunate in the movie. I'm betraying my prejudices here. But they built that movie around Judy Garland because they knew she could sing it the way they wanted it sung. But also, she had a great communicative power. The first thing you see in that film is her running home worried about her dog. And every kid, male or female, can identify with worrying about a pet or caring for a pet, then about wanting to run away from home because you're not understood, about being away from home and getting lost and wanting to get back home. Everybody watches that film, especially as a child, and gets involved long before they ever get to Technicolor. So it's storytelling of the best kind.
Mm. It's certainly a great story, great event coming up here this weekend. It's obviously Wamego going to shine this weekend as well. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, talk more about Oztoberfest next year on News Radio KMAN. Stay tuned.